All right, good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining today's TR90 Weight Management Call. My name is Frank Lomas, and I'm your host today, and I'm joining from my home here in Lompoc, California, 54 miles north of Santa Barbara, California's beautiful Central Coast. My business background before New Scale was a workaholic mortgage broker and small business owner, and I now enjoy my carpet commute, walking from one bedroom to another to grow my social media business. In my youth, I competed in one events in bodybuilding and weightlifting, and I stay active today with regular weightlifting, walking, and calisthenics. These calls occur at 6:40 to 6:55 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. To listen live, call 712-775-8972. Wait for the prompt to enter PIN code 910-022. Our panel makes these calls to support your efforts with the AgeLock TR90 program, based on three program components clinically shown to help you look leaner and healthier in 90 days. The primary components are products, eating, and exercise. Contact your personal Nutrien representative or Nutrien product support for more details on the program. And, of course, check in here each weekday for tips to help you stay connected and informed. You can find an archive of these calls on SoundCloud.com, SoundCloud.com, or your favorite podcast app by searching for either TR90 or my name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. Today's topic, it's not a long one, but again, it might be appropriate to people on the call. How to optimize your personal health and well-being in 2025, a guide for entrepreneurs. I found this online under entrepreneur.com, and let's go. As we navigate an era of significant demographic changes and swift technological progress, entrepreneurs are increasingly challenged to maintain optimal health and mental sharpness. According to Mad Genius, I get to throw a crazy laugh in there. By Mad Genius, by 2030, one in five Americans will be 65 years or older, according to emphasizing the importance of health strategies for both immediate and future well-being. This guide provides essential strategies to manage the complexities of modern entrepreneurship effectively with prioritizing personal well-being and productivity. Number one, exercise regularly and make healthy food choices. Staying active is crucial not just for physical health, but also for mental well-being. According to Jim Floor, 49% of people exercise primarily to improve their overall health, while 34% focus on specific health goals. The benefits of regular exercise extend beyond body fitness. They also include stress management and a boost in mental resilience. Simultaneously, managing body composition is vital for overall health. According to Advanced Integrated Health, essential body fat necessary for survival comprises about 3% for men and 12% for women. Yet many store more than this, leading to excess subcutaneous and visceral fat, which can pose serious health risks. Post-holiday indulgences have spurred me to shed extra body fat, aiming for the benefits like increased testosterone levels, which enhance muscle growth, energy levels, and mood. Crucially, dietary adjustments are needed because effective fat loss cannot be achieved through exercise alone. By opting for healthier food choices and managing caloric intake, you can be committed to a sustainable health regimen that tackles both fitness and fat reduction. Number two, protect your vision. Good vision is essential for anyone, but for entrepreneurs, spending long hours in front of screens becomes critical. According to I7, vision impairment affects over 2.2 billion people worldwide, with cataracts being the leading cause, impacting 65.2 million individuals. Most cases occur in those over 50, with over 80% experiencing moderate to severe vision loss. As an entrepreneur who has spent many years working at a computer, I've learned the importance of eye care. Initially, I noticed a decline in one eye's performance, leading me to start wearing glasses while working. However, there's a cautionary note. Becoming very overly dependent on glasses can make your vision reliant upon them. To combat this, focus on good eye hygiene, which involves more than just wearing glasses. It's crucial to regularly shift your gaze from your screen to distant objects to relax your eye muscles. Keeping your eyes hydrated and eating foods and rich in nutrients good for eye health, such as carrots, are also essential practices. These simple steps can significantly improve your eye health, preserve your vision, and enhance overall productivity. Hang on 1 second. Okay, there we go. My sniffles. Number three, take vitamins. Taking vitamins daily becomes a prevalent health practice worldwide, with more than 60% of consumers globally incorporating them into their daily routines, according to Vitality Pro. This statistic highlights the growing awareness among entrepreneurs of the importance of micronutrients in enhancing physical and mental performance. Vitamins help fill nutritional gaps in our diets, especially on busy days when well-balanced meals might take a back seat to urgent work demands. They can support everything from energy levels to cognitive functions to immune system strength, which are all vital for maintaining stamina and sharpness in the demanding world of entrepreneurship. And, of course, if you're listening to this, you want to check out, get back to the person who buys this and ask them about LifePak, where we can prove that they work at the cellular level in your body. Where what you may be taking may just be what I like to call a toilet torpedo, not working out, just going right through your system. So if you're going to take vitamins or supplements, you want to make sure they're actually working in your body, and we can actually validate that for you. Number four, use health apps. The global health app market reached $5.2 billion in 2022 and is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 15.9% from 2023 to 2030. According to ScanSoft. This significant growth underscores the increasing popularity of technology in managing health, particularly among entrepreneurs who strive to maintain a balanced lifestyle. Utilizing apps to monitor various mental and physical health metrics such as daily steps, cardio activities, and overall movement help users stay informed about their physical health patterns. In addition to basic fitness tracking, other apps offer insights into nutrition, meditation practices, and sleep quality analysis. Number five, this might be a real big one. Excuse me. Number five, never ask Google for health advice. Relying solely on Google for health advice can be a risky practice, especially for those of us prone to hypochondria. Searching for symptoms online often leads to reading about the worst case scenarios, which is spiral into excessive worry and anxiety. Many of us have experienced this, feeling a minor symptom, turning to Google, and after 30 minutes of reading, becoming convinced of a dire prognosis. It's a tumor. This cycle of fear and self-diagnosis can be harmful and counterproductive. It's not a tumor. Instead of falling into this trap, a more constructive approach involves using AI tools like ChatGPT. When you share your symptom with ChatGPT, and mention a history of hypochondria, the AI can provide a balanced perspective without the alarmist tone often found in online media medical forums. However, it's important to remember that while AI ChatGPT can guide when to seek medical attention if symptoms persist or worsen, these tools are not replacements for professional medical advice. They're currently not equipped to diagnose conditions with accuracy. Looking to the future, the role of AI in medicine diagnostics is expected to grow significantly. According to MIOR, clinicians believe that the majority of their decisions will be influenced by AI within the next 10 years. In the future, AI technology is anticipated to play a more substantial role, potentially leading to faster and more accurate diagnosis. This evolving integration of technology highlights the importance of balancing AI insights with expert human judgment in healthcare. In conclusion, as entrepreneurs navigate an evolving business and health landscape, integrating proactive health strategies becomes crucial. By prioritizing regular exercise, proper diet, vision care, and the use of health apps, we can maintain our physical and mental well-being efficiently. Additionally, excuse me a second. Okay, that last one got me. Additionally, embracing the growing influence of AI in healthcare can guide us in making informed decisions about our health needs. Emphasizing these practices ensures that we can remain capable and resilient in the face of both current demands and future challenges. So, hey, there's just some tips there. If you consider yourself an entrepreneur, which many of us do on these calls, growing our businesses from our homes, using social media, using people we know and stuff like that, here's a way to maybe analyze your methods of staying healthy and tracking your fitness that might help you. All right. So these calls are recorded. They're stored on SoundCloud.com. SOUNDCLOUD.com. You can find us there by, or your favorite podcast app by going to, searching for either TR90, our weight management product, or my last name, Frank Lomas, L-O-M-A-S. And with that, I'm going to open up the line. Maybe. There we go.
That, I love that maybe.
Because I clicked it 3 times and nothing happened.
Well, and sometimes technology does not want to cooperate. That was great information, Frank. So tomorrow I'm talking more about balance. So there we are. We'll finish out the week with some balance.
All right. We'll balance on over to the call tomorrow morning, everybody, to hear Susan. And thanks for joining us this week. And go out and make it a great day. We'll see you all soon. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.